It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it's Ohio State that takes Swamp Swami's top spot this week. We've had another week of games, and another top team is sitting atop the SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings. That's the way it goes with this dynamic poll, which is based on your team's best win of the season. Since my poll is not published until after a full month of play, the month of October began with Texas, then 5-0, as our initial top team. As October progressed, the top spot was then grabbed by unbeaten and two-time defending national champion Georgia. The Dogs held on to the number one spot for two consecutive weeks for the games ending on October 7th and 14th. With Georgia taking a bye week break a week ago, Michigan moved into the number one spot as a result of being the nation's only 8-0 team in the country through the week ending October 21st. This week, a fourth team will wear the crown as we end the month of October. The Ohio State Buckeyes moved to 8-0 on Saturday and ascended into the top spot of my rankings. Ohio State's best win of the 2023 season came over a 7-1 Penn State Nittany Lion team. This week's number two team is not Georgia either. The surprising 8-0 Washington Huskies have moved into second place after posting an impressive victory over the 7-1 Oregon Ducks a few weeks ago. Georgia, through no fault of its own, has dropped all the way to, are you ready, number seven this week. Well, here's how. The Dogs' two best wins of the season have come against a couple of teams which are now just 5-3. That's Kentucky and Florida. And that's the price that your team is going to pay if they should happen to play teams with lousy records. If Georgia keeps on winning games, though, the rest of it will take care of itself by season's end. Now, rock, shock, Jayhawks. Kansas ends Oklahoma's unbeaten season. And how about those football Jayhawks, huh? Neither wind, cold, rain, nor a lightning delay could prevent the determined 6-2 Kansas Jayhawks team from taking down one of the nine remaining unbeaten teams coming into last weekend. And though Oklahoma tried valiantly to rally with just seconds to go, KU held on to beat the Sooners 38-33 and take down a formerly unbeaten team Saturday afternoon. Now, this nationally televised game was delayed by more than an hour due to a rare lightning display during a chilly 37-degree afternoon in Lawrence, Kansas. Go figure. With the win, Kansas finally beat Oklahoma, which is now 7-1. They beat them on the football field for the first time since 1997. And the Jayhawk fans stormed the field after the game, tore down and carried the goalpost all the way outside the stadium to a nearby lake, and then happily bid adieu to the Sooners as they will enter the SEC next season. And speaking of the SEC, this Saturday features a gigantic doubleheader on CBS. In case you haven't heard, CBS is in the final year of carrying their long-running 2:30 p.m. Central Time featured SEC football game of the week. In addition to the afternoon's top SEC game, the network is permitted to choose one Saturday evening primetime game during the season to air. This weekend, on November 4th, CBS will provide one whale of a lineup for college football fans to watch at home. At 2:30 p.m. Central, CBS will feature the 7-1 Missouri Tigers visiting the 8-0 Georgia Bulldogs with the SEC East title potentially on the line. Now, Mizzou's only loss this year came in a shootout to LSU back on October the 7th, and quarterback Brady Cook, wide receiver Luther Burden III, both have proven to be a true dynamic duo for the Missouri offense. Their young head football coach Eli Drinkwitz also relishes playing the underdog role. With this game being played in Athens, Georgia this coming Saturday, we're going to find out if the Tigers of Missouri have the right stuff to end Georgia's incredible 25-game winning streak. Earlier this year, Georgia did look vulnerable, but they have come alive on offense during the last few weeks. Georgia routed the Florida Gators, who are now 5-3, 43-20 on Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. Georgia's gunning for an unprecedented third straight national championship, and a win over Mizzou this weekend will nearly clinch a spot in the SEC's championship game for the Dogs. in the CBS nationally broadcast Nightcap coming this Saturday night at 6:45 p.m. Central. The annual battle between the LSU Tigers, now 6-2, and the Alabama Crimson Tide, who are 7-1, is going to take place in Tuscaloosa. Now, this game has produced some really memorable moments over the years for the SEC. Just 12 years ago, LSU and Bama are best known for their rock'em sock'em defensive struggle. You might remember that 2011 game won by LSU 9-6 in overtime. Woo! The 2023 version of the LSU Tigers are ranked number one in the country this week in total offense and are scoring an incredible 47 points per game. Unfortunately, LSU's defense is allowing nearly 27 points a game as well. Alabama has shown flashes of brilliance on offense this year, but has looked quite pedestrian at times too. The Crimson Tide's reliable defense, though, is stingy and has allowed a little bit more than 16 points per game to the opponents. If this should happen to become a high-scoring game, the Bayou Bengals from Baton Rouge are going to have a good chance to knock Alabama out of the SEC West lead with just a few games left to be played. With an LSU win, Ole Miss will jump right into the title picture as well. The 7-1 Rebels outscored LSU 55-49 earlier this year after losing to Alabama 24-10 in the previous weekend. Ole Miss, though, has a really tough road ahead. The Rebels must take down Texas A&M in Oxford this coming Saturday. That game is at 11 a.m. on ESPN. And then they face a daunting road trip to Athens, Georgia, yep, to play the Bulldogs on November 11th. Nobody said this was going to be easy. So if Alabama beats LSU, though, the SEC West will pretty much be theirs if they can vanquish both Kentucky, who's 5-3 now, and rival Auburn, who's now 4-4. Both of those games, though, are on the road. So thanks again for the memories, CBS. You have brought us decades of entertaining SEC Saturday afternoon college football, all without having to pay for cable TV. Thank you. And now, on with the countdown. Coming in at number 25 this week from the Big 12, yeah, they're still happy in Lawrence, Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks at 6-2. Number 24 this week from the SEC, our top 6-2 team, the LSU Tigers, who are going to Alabama this Saturday night, 6:45 on CBS. Number 23 this week at 7-2 from Conference USA, it's Jacksonville State of Alabama. Our number 22 team from the Mid-America Conference, Miami of Ohio. At number 21, the USC Trojans. Now, they'll be playing host to 8-0 Washington. That'll be a dandy game Saturday night, 6:30 on ABC. At number 20 this week, Notre Dame. At number 18, we have a tie between 7-1 Missouri and 7-1 Fresno State. Both of their best wins have come against a 6-2 team. And both of those teams were beaten by 7 points, though there's a tie. Now, Missouri will be on the road, as we talked about, to play 8-0 Georgia, 2:30 Saturday afternoon on CBS. Number 17 this week from the Big Ten at 7-1, Penn State. Number 16 from the Mid-America Conference, the Toledo Rockets. Coming in at 15 this week from the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. At 7-1, a very impressive win last week, by the way, over Utah, the Oregon Ducks. At number 13 this week from the Atlantic Coast Conference at 7-1, the Louisville Cardinals. At number 12 from the SEC, the Ole Miss Rebels. They'll play 5-3 Texas A&M this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN. At number 11 from the SEC as well at 7-1, the Alabama Crimson Tide, who will tee it up against LSU at 6:45 this coming Saturday night on CBS. And now, our top 10. At number 10 this week, at 7-1, the Texas Longhorns. Now, Texas will host 6-2 Kansas State this Saturday, 11 a.m. on Fox. Number 9 this week from the Big 12 as well, at 7-1, the Oklahoma Sooners. They get that spot because they beat Texas earlier this year. Now, our undefeated teams, and there are just 8 of them left. At number 8 from the Mountain West, at 8-0, the Air Force Academy. At number 7 from the SEC at 8-0, the Georgia Bulldogs. At number 6 from the Big Ten, the Michigan Wolverines. Number 5 this week from the ACC at 8-0, the Florida State Seminoles. At number 4 from the Sun Belt Conference, 8-0, the James Madison Dukes. Yep, their best win is at 6-2 Troy. At number 3 this week, here's another surprise for you. The Liberty Flames from Conference USA. They're 8-0, but their best win came at 7-2 Jacksonville State. Number 2 this week from the Pac-12, 8-0, the Washington Huskies. They'll be at 7-2 USC. That'll be a dandy game Saturday night, 6:30 on ABC. And our number one team for the first time this season from the Big Ten at 8-0, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State will travel to 6-2 Rutgers. That'll be an early game, 11 a.m. this Saturday morning on CBS. There's your top 25. Come back and check them out next week.